do experience.
Hi. Thanks for tuning in again to another week of my podcast. Today I am talking about photo editing. I recently gave a bunch of interviews about a bunch of subjects, and one of the questions that someone asked me was, what do you think about photo editing and where do you draw the line? So again, I've got a bunch of stuff I wrote down so that I don't forget and I don't forget to address it. I am a professional photographer, so what that means is that, you know, a client hires me. So it depends. I mean, that's like the answer to everything, isn't it? Photo editing or anything else in life, it depends. So if the client's brief is, you know, saying that it needs to be a natural edit, it's real people, quote unquote, then probably minimal editing. But, you know, if it's a commercial photography in general tends to be quite edited, the skin is retouched, people are made to look thinner, fatter, things like that. Although I highly doubt someone wants to look fatter, but it depends on what the brand or the client is trying to achieve. So if it's a photojournalism kind of thing, I mean, where you are technically supposed to be representing the reality of how things were, then probably no editing is best. Another thing, you know, that I get a lot is when you say editing, it can mean different things to professional editors / retouchers. It can mean different things to the photographer, and it can mean different things to the client, the subject, and then the audience that's looking at the photos. So it's not as simple as asking, you know, do you edit your photos? It isn't just the photos that you're editing. I think we also edit our lives in general, don't we? I mean, how, for example, what I'm wearing right now, or the background that I have right now in the video. Obviously, we're talking about visuals, so I'm not talking about the audio here to the people who are listening to the podcast. But this is edited. Like, I have decided to wear a purple t-shirt. Now, I might not have thought about it too much, but for example, today I'm not wearing any makeup. So that is a decision. It is an editing decision. Some people, think that editing only means that you've tried to make someone look thinner, you've tried to make their eyes bigger, you've tried to clear up their skin from acne. I personally do not have a problem with acne or acne marks, for example, because, I mean, if as a photographer, if I'm shooting a subject today and they have, acne on their cheek, if I was shooting them maybe a week later, they might not have had that acne spot on their cheek. So I have absolutely no qualms editing acne from someone's face. At the same time, I think it is important to probably check with the subject what kind of editing they're okay with, if they have a say in it. And I think any subject in a photograph must have a say in it, because depending on where the photo is being used, like, you know, if a brand uses my photo to sell their products, I want it to be, my personal choice is that I want it to be as close a representation of who I am and what I actually look like. So I'm kind of okay with them if they want to edit again acne and stuff, but I always clearly state that please don't liquify. And liquify is a tool in Photoshop that can be used to make your face look thinner, your eyes look bigger, your waist look thinner. And over the years, it has become way more smarter and way more easier to use. Earlier, only you had to be a real expert to kind of use the tool. Now it's pretty much automated. You can control brush size, how much you want to change it, etc. I have played around with it, but I prefer not to use it because I think that is kind of a misrepresentation. But also, someone might be at a phase in life where they are, you know, 5 kgs fatter than they usually are, and maybe if I had photographed them at a different time, they might have been thinner. So this is I really don't see why it's a problem, as long as there is disclosure. For most things in life, I think things would be easier. Where do you draw the line? Questions can simply be answered by disclosure. Just share what has been done. And the reason why a lot of people are opposed to editing is because there is no disclosure. It's because the audience isn't being given the truths behind it. They're not being given that, okay, you know, it looked like this, but we have made some changes. You don't need to give a blow-by-blow account of what changes have been made, but you can say that yes, this photo has been retouched for whatever reasons. And if it hasn't been retouched, it hasn't been retouched. And you can describe that we have removed some objects to make the background less cluttered. You can say things like, you know, the subject has been made to look thinner. I don't know, just disclosure. The problem with editing in most cases, like I said, is that there is no disclosure. So the audience is being lied to in that sense, which I am completely not in agreement with. I think you can edit as much as you want as long as you disclose that, hey, the photo is edited. In a lot of cases, you know, for example, I'll give you my street style series. These are people in public places that I have photographed without their permission. Now, generally in public places, legally it says that I can photograph people. But you have to understand, it's not commercial usage. Like my blog doesn't even have ads on them, because I think that the moment you put a photograph on anything and then you're selling something on the side, that is commercial usage. Now, there are lots of legal loopholes here. Laws of different countries are different. You know, depends on what kind of, you know, caliber of lawyer you're hiring who can fight your case in court, whether you're the subject or the photographer. But in my opinion, I think putting an ad next to someone's face on a blog is commercial usage, which is why my blog doesn't have any ad, because I do not want to use anyone's photo without their permission for my commercial gain. I don't think that's fair. At the same time, when I put those photos up, the only editing that I do is contrast, color, exposure, saturation, and things like that. Now, I differentiate between the two in the sense that editing, when you say that, you know, when I've shot it on the camera also, you know, I might shoot 10 different frames of the same situation, and then I choose one frame. That is also editing. Which composition am I choosing to show to my audience? That is also editing. Does it mean that now I will first disclose that, okay, 100 frames were shot, but I picked one? No, because it's kind of assumed that most people understand that there are thousands of photos shot, and then, you know, there's a certain section that is curated and shown to the audience. Now, you might say that, nahi, but wo bhi batana chahiye, that you must disclose that. And that's like disclosing right now what is the color of the underwear I'm wearing, what color sports bra am I wearing, what brand t-shirt am I wearing. I don't think so much of detail is necessary. As long as you're not hiding something which is misrepresenting. So, you know, you're not saying that, okay, this person was photographed in this place, whereas actually they were photographed in that place and things like that. So changing the background to make it look like they were somewhere else, that is not cool. And again, subject's permission is very important. So as a commercial photographer, it really matters that, you know, if I'm, for example, if I'm shooting for a beauty brand or a cosmetics brand, whether model's skin is supposed to be representing the, you know, the usage of the product. Now, advertising works like that, which is why you might see that I don't really do a lot of advertising photography, because I'm extremely uncomfortable with making people look like they don't look like that. But I also think that, you know, they could just get plastic surgery, or they could go under the scalpel and change their look entirely. That is editing also. Makeup. We put foundation on our faces and we make our eyebrows look fuller, our eyelashes longer. That is editing too. And it's, so like I said, I mean, it's pretty evident when someone's wearing makeup. So you don't go around telling people, oh, I am wearing makeup, right? It's obvious you're wearing makeup. You might have had plastic surgery or Botox filler injections. You don't go around telling people that. That's your personal choice because you're making that decision. But when you're dealing with another person whose photograph you have shot and you will be displaying to a larger audience who might then judge them on the basis of that photo and judge them wrongly, that is where I think misrepresentation comes in, which is why I think disclosure is like the answer to this. If you are clearly telling people what you have edited and how you've edited it, if you've retouched it, or just say that the model has been retouched. Most people kind of understand what that means. As a photographer, I would totally do that. I have, you know, done blog posts in the past, my own personal style blog posts where I have completely not retouched my skin, where I have not worn makeup and I've just let it be, where I've not worn makeup and I've removed my acne marks, I've got big pores. You know, it's like I have hair growing on under my chin. Now, I use a tweezer to pluck those hair, right? That's editing too, isn't it? So, as far as it's concerned, for my photos, I can do pretty much whatever the hell I want. It's my blog, it's my photos. I shot those photos or I had a photographer to shoot those photos, how I choose to edit those photos is, it's up to me. If I disclose, that's also up to me. If I don't disclose, those are my photos. I don't have to. I don't owe it to anybody. I still prefer to, which is my personal choice. So I don't think you should be judging another blogger unfairly if they've edited their images, they made their eyes look bigger, etc. When you meet them in person, you'll kind of figure out. But then, you know, these minor changes, in my experience, you can kind of tell that there's something off, but you might not be able to identify exactly what it is. I'll give you an example. I recently photographed, people for a client's photography assignment. And obviously I shot like a lot of photos, and there's an agency, then there's a client, and of course there are my subjects or the client subjects in that sense. So I shot about 30 to 40 photos of each subject, and I sent about 4 to 5 photos per subject to the client for them to pick photos from that, you know, which one did they want to use to represent whatever it is that they were selling. Now, they obviously came back and they said, okay, these are the, one photo per subject that we like. But we also then went back to the subjects and said, okay, these are the photos that we have picked. Are you guys okay with it? This is rare, doesn't usually happen, but I think this is the way forward. You must ask people you are representing if they are okay with their photos. Sometimes they don't know better, so which is why you already edit with like 5 to 10 photos and you don't show them all the hundreds of photos that you shot, because then it gets really confusing. I bring in my expertise in saying that, okay, sometimes, you know, we don't really know where we look better. Sometimes I'm like, oh, this side is better, so, you know, my left side should always show because my haircut is a certain way, etc. But there are times where Akanksha has shot photographs of me from my right side and I've looked amazing. So it also depends on the photographer's skill level, the lighting, there's so many, that's all editing. So, you know, going back to the story with this client and with these subjects that I photographed. So after the photos were approved, they came back to my table and I was supposed to kind of edit them a little more. Now, that editing more is where it's a bit subjective. What I thought was okay, because, you know, there was someone who had a lot of acne on their face, so I completely did away with that acne. Now, what happened was I kind of changed the look of their face. Now, everyone had seen the before photos. And after I edited, I sent them the after photos, and suddenly I was like, oh my God, this is too much editing. Now the problem is, the moment you do a before and after, anything you do will look like, arey, it's thoda zyada ho gaya. It's just how the human mind works, and you don't even have to keep the photos in front of you at the same time. You might have seen the before photos 10 days ago, but it stays in your head, and our brain, I think, is wired in such a way that we can kind of detect ki kuch to change hua hai, right? And sometimes it can look artificial because, again, I don't think I'm a very skilled retoucher. I've done some really shit job. Even on my own photographs, I'm sure you can see on the blog, where the skin looks too burnt or it's too highlighted and stuff like that. Again, those are photos of me. I can experiment. I can do pretty much whatever the hell I want. That's fine. But when it comes to other people, so that's why the client and me, the photographer, we decided that after the edits also, let us show it to the subjects. If they are okay with the edits, we'll go ahead with it. If they're not, then we'll make changes. And most of the photos were not really edited. What I'd done was I'd added like, you know, contouring and highlighting details, etc. on their faces. But that also changed the look. Now, I could have done it while shooting it. I could have, you know, put lights in such a way, or we could have gotten a makeup artist who'd done makeup in such a way. But I did it after the fact. There was no makeup artist per se. There was no lighting setup because of the nature of the job. So I did it after, and that didn't really sit well with everyone. So then I had to go back to the drawing board and I had to like change everything and bring it back to normal, what it was without the edits. So you have to, again, this is a very nuanced thing, and it really depends how you're looking at it and from what point of view. If you are being photographed, then you can put down your foot and say that I don't want my skin to be edited. I don't want my, tummy to be reduced. I don't want my face to be squeezed in. I don't want my eyes bigger. So you can totally lay down the law and say, no retouching, please. Or you can say that, okay, you can please retouch my skin. I'd like, you know, it to look flawless, but don't touch my body. Some people are okay with having their body retouched as well. Again, it really depends on what is the subject comfortable with. That's what I think anyway. But yeah, I get a lot of people who are like, arey, ye to bahut zyada edit kara hai. There's so much color in this. Have you like added more color? I might have upped the contrast and I might have upped the saturation. And I don't see what the problem with that is, especially, you know, if it's a landscape photograph. I am not here to represent reality in the sense that uska color exact tha. Also, a lot of people don't realize that, you know, with things like color and contrast, laptop screens, phone screens, computer screens are, most of us don't really have it calibrated to, you know, give us the same consistency across all devices. So it might look like something else on one of my laptops. It'll look completely different on my other laptop. It'll look different on my one phone, different on the other phone. So there are variations like that also. Again, you can be the judge. You decide that, oh no, I don't like this photographer's work because there's too much color. I mean, I prefer color. I do a lot. I really like high contrast, high saturation images. I'm not a huge fan of black and white photography. I mean, I like it. It suits the purpose sometimes. And obviously, when you're shooting at an event and there's only blue light and red light, then black and white is perfect. It's also low light situations, black and white works really well if you're trying to focus on a particular subject. But otherwise, I'm a huge fan of color. And my editing mostly involves and revolves around Lightroom, Adobe Lightroom. I don't really go into Photoshop to edit too much unless there's a specific requirement of like touching the skin, etc. When it comes to photojournalists, there are different standards to be followed where you're trying to represent reality. I guess maybe contrast and exposure are the two things that you can work on there. Even there, you know, you might crop the image a certain way. And even that is sometimes not allowed, depending on what publication you're working with. They might say that we want the raw image and then we will make the editing decision. In commercial photography, it's a little different. You can hire a retoucher. So, you know, large projects where retouching is required, like you might be photographing for a jewelry brand, for example. So you need to edit the jewelry to make it stand out a little more. So there are ways of doing that. Now, for something like that, you'll actually hire a retoucher. And some photographers don't retouch their images. They have retouchers on board or freelancing for them. So like I said, as long as there is disclosure, I have no problems. You can edit as much as you want. If it's your own portfolio where, you know, it's a personal project, go crazy. Who cares? I mean, you are experimenting. I don't think you should look at, if you come to a photographer's website, you should understand what kind of photography they do. Like, you know, if I say I'm a luxury and lifestyle photographer, my photography, I personally try not to edit it. I don't remove objects from photos, for example. But I don't do that because I feel that, oh my god, nahi karna chahiye. I don't do that because, one, it's a lot of work. Second, I think I prefer to present stuff the way it is. Only when I'm shooting for a client might I be like, nahi, you know, ye hata dena chahiye. The background is looking too cluttered. Maybe this image will look better like this. And even then, I'm not a professional retoucher. If I have to do a really good job of it, I will hire a professional retoucher to actually make those changes and edit. I think that should be it, right? Wow, we're already at like 18 minutes. I'll just see if I've forgotten anything. Yeah, recently somebody was talking about this photo campaign that a brand did there where they're selling underwear and they haven't removed the model's stretch marks from the skin. I think that's totally fine. I don't understand what the big deal is. Just leave it. She's hot. My God, that model's body. Isn't that editing? Going to the gym is editing your body, right? So what is the big deal about stretch marks? I don't see why they couldn't have edited the stretch marks. If that is the editorial decision they wanted to make as a brand. We have for a very long time, again, not disclosing what has been edited. That is the problem. Editing it or the way a certain subject is shot. Like for example, I might not need to retouch a heavily acne scarred face if I do lighting really, really well. It can be done, but you need makeup there, so that's also editing. So this whole thing about your stretch marks nahi hataye, that brand is so cool. I don't know. I mean, they could have earlier when they were editing the stretch marks, they could have just said photo has been edited for advertising purposes. End of story. But yeah, I mean, we like stuff where people are being honest, where people are not editing. And but again, like you say, photo editing, where do you draw the line? Well, life editing, where do you draw the line? You know, instead of putting these the stuff in the bag, these are photographs I have shot and put together for an exhibition. So this is my edit. You know, and every time I try to kind of change it and put a new frame up in the bag, I could choose to, you know, leave it and let it be. And, you know, this is a shoe cabinet in the back. This is my bookcase in the back. And I could just let it be like that, which is what I have done also in the past. I mean, before I did the exhibition and I printed these frames, there was nothing to hang and cover, but I like showing off my work, so that's an edit as well. Again, disclosure, always just disclose what's going on and what's up. Okay. Yeah, when in doubt, ask the subject always, yeah. Okay, cool. That was what I wanted to talk about today. Photo editing, where to draw the line. Let me know what you guys think. I would, like I said, disclosure is the most important. Sometimes the client might not want to disclose it, but you can disclose it on your portfolio. It's a personal choice. As long as the subject is fine with it and you're not outright lying, I think that's cool. If you're a photojournalist, I'm not the right person to tell you what to do because I am not a photojournalist. International standards vary per every country. Press generally wants photos to be just the way they are. They sometimes don't even like doing contrast and exposure changes. So on the assignment, check before you shoot for the client. Make sure that it's very clear. Check before you publish the photos. Check with the subject and things like that. I know it takes more time and effort, but in the long run, that's worth it because that's the good way to do it. Thanks for listening again. Let me know if there's something else you'd like me to talk about. As always, I'm always at a loss about what should I base my next podcast on? What should I be talking about? I talk about blogging, photography. I prefer to do short podcasts, which can be useful. One subject and then just talk about it for 20 to 30 minutes tops. But I can talk about anything. I've talked about my professional journey, etc. And sometimes I'm like, yaar, koi question ki nahi poochta. Cool, thanks for listening and catch you next week. Bye.